What is the use of criminal fluid? there is such a place from which having gone one does not return to the visible material condition of life, what is the use of jumping in one place? In the temporary material world and not seeing or understanding that place, what would be the problems? So, this analogy given by Narada, besides the one male person, there was a hole described from which one does not return. So this actually means two things. One is to go to the lower planetary systems, after which it is very unlikely that one can get advancement. We see in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the asuras, the demons, gradually sink to lower and lower sources of life and enter into darkness. So that is one aspect of Gita. In the Bhagavatam 5th canto, the lower planetary systems are described below the Bhumloka. So we have Talatala and Sutala, Patala, and other Mahitala, etc., these planetary systems. And they are called Dila and Svarga. Dila means a hole. So they are also Svarga. Of course, we have the Svarga above us, which is the heavenly Svarga. We also have the Bhoma Svarga on Bhumandala, the other Varsha, besides Vara Varsha, called Svarga as well. And I'm very enjoyable. So we have the different nine Varshas on Bhumandala. Are in Jungle Book, and the other Varsas are considered heavenly. So it says that David does, once they fall from the position of people in Svarga Loka, they come to this place on earth where they can enjoy the emphasis. So we have the heavenly Svarga, we have the one on earth, and then we have the one below the earth, and that's the Vila Svarga. So the lower planetary systems are called Svarga. Normally we think of the hellish or lower planetary systems being full of pain, but that is not so. Most of them have all sorts of enjoyment. And there's only when we go to Yamaraj Loka, and one part of Kapala, that we get this experience of punishment, etc. So the other places are full of enjoyment, but possible. So once one goes there, it is very difficult to get out of that position. But it is not hopeless. If you see in the material world, persons go from one body to another, and sometimes they go up and sometimes they go down. So it is not a permanent from which they never return. However, the other place from which one is not returned is this world. This is the place where one goes having worship the Supreme Lord and repeated the scriptures in the Bhagavad Gita 5. Krishna is saying, having long to my abode, one does not return. Similarly, in the Upanishads, we find the same spirit. So this is a very common statement made concerning the spiritual. One gets the actual spiritual attainment, and one does not return. Of course, there is some controversy among different philosophers about what is that place. So some will say, oh, that is Brahma. One does not return from Brahma. Others will say, oh, it is Vaikuntha, the place of the Supreme Lord. Both are true. If one actually gets impersonal liberation, then one does not return. And if one goes to the planet of the Lord, Vaikuntha, one also does not return. Whereas if one goes to Vila Svarga somewhere, one can return. And then one continues to get material bodies in any case. Maybe not on Earth, but other places. So the only place where they're not actually absolutely returned from, that is beyond the material world. So to get to the position of the mind, one performs jhana. If that person does not also accept the existence of the Lord or worship, then he cannot even get that liberation. He falls from his position. If he is fortunate enough to worship the Lord also, then he gets that permanent position in Brahman from which he does not fall. Those who are more fortunate get the opportunity to perform bhakti. At perfection, they are qualified for spiritual works. And this is what the Lord promises. You come to me, you do not return. So this means one attains a position with the Supreme Lord in the Spirit. And one does not fall from that position. One is not subject to karma, etc. So, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the Maryastas, in all their verses, and Kima Sakkarma Vibhava, what is the use of all of this temporary activity producing karma, etc., in the material world? What is the use of all those activities? We have to instead understand our position in relation to the Supreme Lord and worship Him. And when we attain Him, then we are free from all this asatkarma. So the therefore the conclusion in any case of this analogy is that we're in the material world and we suffer birth and death. If we want to go beyond this cycle of birth and death, then we have to recognize and worship the Supreme Lord. In that case, we end up in this place which is permanent, and we do not return from there. So the word sparga is used in relation to generally material enjoyments. So we have the heavenly sparga, we have the Loma sparga, we have the Vinla sparga, and it's all material. Sattva, rajasaka, and tamasaka. Then we have the place of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes it is also called sparga. So it is said that sometimes that the Supreme Lord is sent to Svarga when he departed from this earth. So that doesn't mean Svarga Loka. It means he went through his own non in the spiritual world. So of course normally we think of it as the material place, Svarga Loka, as heavenly planet. But it can also refer to the place of the Supreme Lord, which is beyond material Svarga. So in any case, the sparga of superior of the Supreme Lord is different from the sparga attained by punyas or the sparga attained by papa, whatever going to lower planetary systems. What is the difference? The difference is that by some sort of punya, with an aim to get some enjoyment, we end up in Sparta, an enjoyable place. The sparga of the spiritual world is different because the goal is not to get some enjoyment for ourselves. The goal is to serve the Supreme Lord. So therefore, it is said that the devotees do not accept same planet, similar body, similar powers, etc. if they do not have service to the Lord. And if they have service to the Lord, and they don't have this, they're very, very happy. However, the Supreme Lord is such that usually he arranges so they get a place in the spiritual world, they get salokyas, sarsas, etc. But the devotee does not want that as much as demand. His demand is only serve the Supreme Lord. So that service takes many forms.
all of which are very important.
We have 64 items of devotional service mentioned in the devotional. Of course, Rupa Goswami says these are prominent ones, but many others mentioned in scriptures also. Some of them are preliminary. The first 10 are preliminary items. The second 10 are negative items. Don't do this, don't do that. And then the others are the actual items of service that we do for development of bhakti. And any of them are significant to lead us to further bhakti. But we have ones which are stronger. So those are selected and considered to be five items. That is period, bhagavata, chanting the name of the Lord, serving the deity, associated with devotees, and living in a holy place, holy dhamma, birthplace of the Lord, lila place of the Lord. So these are considered very, very powerful to help us develop our bhakti. So though yuga dharma is nam sankirtan, chanting the name of the Lord, usually we combine this with the other items. In other words, we don't reject sadhu sangha or hiri, bhagavatam or deity worship, etc. We don't reject anything. We take all these items and others as well, and together we execute our bhakti with the goal of not getting something for ourselves, but rather simply serving something more. So that is called seva. So we can serve the holy name, nam seva. How do we do that? By chanting. But the seva means that we do that with a very sincere attitude. Not that we're trying to get something from the name, but rather we're trying to glorify the Lord. And of course, Prabhupada says, when we chant Hare Krishna, we are asking to engage in the Lord's service. We're not trying to get something from Krishna. We're trying to serve him. Please. And similarly, in serving the deity form, what is our goal? We're not trying to get something material. We're not trying to get some fame by decorating it better than someone else. That is all material, so that can't be our goal. Our goal is not to decorate. Our goal is not fame. Our goal is not position. Our goal is to serve the Lord. So we see in the spiritual world, Maria Soda is serving Krishna by cooking for him, or by dressing him, or decorating him, whatever. So her goal is not to try to become famous for doing whatever she's doing. Her goal is only to please Krishna. And therefore she serves in different ways. And she washes the floor and she does so many things for Krishna. So, the whole mode of devotional service is to try to please the Lord, that's all. And the result of that is that the Supreme Lord is pleased. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you offer me a leaf of fruit and flower, but with devotion. So it's not the leaf or the fruit or the flower that's so important, it's actually the devotion which is important. And what is that devotion? The devotion is simply to try to please the Lord, that's all. So, this is the way in which we can advance our bhakti, by carrying out these different angas of bhakti, with that attitude of trying to please the Supreme Lord, and not doing it for ourselves. If we do that, then the Lord is pleased. If the Lord is pleased, then we are satisfied. And if we don't do it that way, then we will end up disturbed, or morose, or whatever. But that means we're not executing our bhakti properly. So the final test of our bhakti and sincerity is that we become very peaceful and happy in concerning the people, not to become more disturbed. So, how to get out of the material world, kim asat karma bhubhava, what's the use of all this asat karma? So, the process of bhakti is, instead of doing asat karma, we do very good activities, which not only destroy all karma, bondage, but actually elevate us to a position in the spiritual world, so we can serve the Lord eternally. So those activities are not asat at all. They are wonderful activities because they actually they're actually non-different from the Supreme Lord. And because of that, then we attain qualities like the Lord and we can qualify to directly serve the Lord. Serve the Lord in the material world, of course, we have to serve authorized form. We cannot pick any old stone off the ground and say, Lord is everywhere, I'll worship a stone, or I'll worship a piece of grass, or whatever. Yes, the Lord is there, not in his spiritual form, only by his energy. Then we have deity forms, so we can worship the Lord in those forms, certainly. And we have the four crests, we have common deity forms made out of metal or jewel or clay or earth or stone, etc. We also have deities made of mind, so one can worship the deity in the mind also and get benefit from that. However, what is the difference between material and spiritual world? In one sense, the devotee does not mind, so the devotee can go to heaven or hell as long as he worships the Lord. But the misfortune is that if one is in the material world and has a material body, that's an obstacle. Body dies, body gets sick, body is impure, etc. So it creates some sort of obstacle for the devotee. If one has a spiritual body, it's not a problem. One can sit up and serve the Lord anyway. In fact, he comes in the material world. He's not in the material world because he has a spiritual body, not subject to birth and death. If one is a prema bhakta in the material world, still, body is material. It is subject to material problems, sickness, old age, disease, death, etc. So that's the interruption to service also. But the devotee doesn't mind that. So he's not requesting give me a spiritual body, he's simply saying, give me service, that is all. Sometimes we find the devotees unless properly glorified or worried for the devotional service, they don't get inspiration to continue. Are they wanting recognition? So, it depends on the person, of course, but if they demand it, depend on that glorification for the continued bhakti, obviously, that means the bhakti has a motive. So, we define pure bhakti or uttama bhakti as anyabhilashita, no other desire except the desire to serve the Lord. So, if we're always expecting recognition and glorification, then definitely we have some mixture there. It's not true. What is the glorification we want? That's all temporary in the material world. Kirtan means to glorify the Lord, not ourselves. So seva means to serve the Lord for his pleasure, not for our pleasure. So pratishtha is one of the weeds in devotional service. Pratishtha means our desire for our position. We have, of course, the pratishtha karma, that's the installation ceremony of the deity. That's the Lord's pratishtha, his position. But if we want position also, then this is like we're becoming a deity. So we want to be glorified, so we're getting the kirtan and the service and whatever. So this is counter to bhakti, ultimately.
We know that the Lord is pleased with our service.
we want to be satisfied.
But sometimes we are illusioned that we are satisfied. Actually, we don't know that we are satisfied.
Well, if one continues for some time and feels no disturbance, in spite of, we can say, obstacles in the material world, then that means he's satisfied.
Здравствуйте,